The conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan have been dubbed the Captain's War. Relatively junior officers were given high levels of responsibility as they operated in small units during counterinsurgency missions. According to General Martin Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, they've had more responsibility than he had as a colonel. That dynamic will likely change as the military shifts to a peacetime role. So Dempsey says the Pentagon is taking a hard look at its approaches to professional development and career paths.
We've embarked on a campaign to renew and refresh our understanding of what it means to be in a profession, not in an occupation, but in a profession with all of the tenets that apply and that young men and women of today, who, by the way, are pretty good.
Pretty good, Dempsey told a breakfast gathering organized by Government Executive Magazine, but more easily distracted than his generation. He thinks the crop of soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who are now coming into the military will need something special to, as he says, keep their fire lit as wars are winding down. But he says another quality they have is an entrepreneurial spirit. He says he hopes the military services will change their career patterns to accommodate and harness that spirit.
You've probably heard the statistic that by the time a young man or woman today is 34, 35 years old, they're likely to have three or four jobs. That doesn't make them nomadic or, you know, gypsy-like, although some of them might have a bit of that in them. But what it does make them is kind of inquisitive. That's a good thing. It makes them ambitious. That's a good thing. And it makes them entrepreneurial, and that's a good thing. So the question is, how can we, and I don't have the answer, but the question we've got to answer is, how do we take those qualities and invest them into our personnel policies? And that's hard, by the way. Breaking personnel paradigms is the hardest thing I did, or failed to do, as the Army chief.
Dempsey says he doesn't want future leaders to develop a garrison mentality, spending all of their time on military bases. The current plan is for military members to deploy in some fashion at least every 2 years, whether it's for training, an actual military conflict, or an engagement mission with another country. The Army, for example, is developing a model where its brigade combat teams are organized in such a way that they're aligned with a particular region of the world.
So you might say that in this particular cycle, this brigade will be offered to the commander of U.S. AFRICOM. And the unit will know that as it forms, and about a year later or so, it'll deploy. It won't deploy to AFRICOM, but it'll be available. So it'll inform their training, it'll inform their leader development, it'll inform kind of their cultural development. And then I wouldn't say you'll ever see us deploy a brigade to Africa, because, you know, the continent itself wouldn't want that footprint. But I can certainly see small units supplemented or augmented or complementary of JSETs from Special Forces Command, so that we can both engage, which is in itself a good thing, but also develop, which for me is actually the greatest benefit of all of it.
Dempsey says as DOD adjusts to a post-war environment and a leaner budget, technology will play a larger role in how the Pentagon thinks about career paths. Cyber warfare and drone warfare were capabilities that barely existed 10 years ago, he says. Nonetheless, he says he's not proposing a return to the so-called revolution in military affairs, a mindset that he says incorrectly concluded that technology could replace manpower in the latter decades of the last century. But he says DOD wants to harness the digitally connected mindset of the current generation of recruits.
We've got to find new and creative and innovative ways to train and develop them in an era of a changing fiscal environment. Now, can we do it? Yeah, we can. Those same people back there, by the way, are probably all have an avatar that is in some way linked to some massive multiplayer online role-playing game, World of Warcraft or something. You know, millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people, young people in this country and around the world are linked into these role-playing games. And I think the point I'm making here is I think that technology will provide a bit of a key for us in how to continue to train and develop them.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.